This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. BOGO is back for 1 week only. Buy one and get one of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm free. Order at EdenPureDeals.com, code word Howie BOGO.
With 4 days to go until the midterms, tensions are certainly running high. Prior to the Senate debate in New Hampshire, law enforcement arrested an extremist for attacking Republican candidate, retired Brigadier General Don Bolduc. Of course, since there's an R next to his name, you won't be hearing about this senseless street crime from the very fake news media. Despite the hullabaloo, Bolduc still hit all the right notes in his debate against embattled Democrat incumbent Maggie Hassan. Only one candidate in this race wants what's best for New Hampshire. That's pretty clear.
We're going to have rolling blackouts. You know what that's going to do to Granite Staters? It's going to hurt them a lot. So we need to reverse all these energy policies. And I'm ready to vote yes and sponsor those bills down there that are waiting for a Republican to come down there and a Republican leadership to be able to do this, because she can't get it done. She's never been able to get it done. And she votes with him 100% of the time. That's what she does. That's what she'll continue to do. And that's what she's caused. She's caused these problems for many Granite Staters, going into the winter, not knowing how they're going to feed their children and heat their homes. This is a moral imperative.
Couldn't have said it any better, General. The Brandon regime, which includes Hassan, has been destroying the lives of Granite Staters.
I will not raise taxes. She's raised your taxes. You can't even buy a house. You can't even rent property. You can't even feed your children. You can't even heat your home. That is the ultimate tax.
Bolduc is right on the money. And polls prove that once Hassan's agenda is exposed, the live free or die state swings toward Bolduc. Listen to The Howie Carr Show today at 3 or watch the show live at rumble.com/The Howie Carr Show.